We're professional. We're innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia. Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: online taxi drivers demand fair fares and safety reforms as CCPC penalized Yango. FDI condemns child threat, praises DNA investment. And in international news, acting head of the UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo arrives in Goma on Thursday. And in sports news, donate a chess mat campaign launched to support government schools. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Online Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia has welcomed the decision by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, to fine Yango 12% following an investigation into the company's operation. The penalty comes after sustained complaints from online drivers over pricing structures and transparency concerns on the ride platform. Speaking during the petition march, Association President Lucas Chanda says the action followed months of engagement with authorities. He explained that drivers had consistently raised concerns about fares, calculations, and the lack of clear destination details before accepting trips.
The drivers have been crying day and night, talking about the, you know, showing the prices, the destination and everything. So we as an association got in, concerned, and we said, let's make sure, you know, CCPC help us in this way. First we met the minister. Minister said, go to this end. And today as we are speaking, through the minister's guidance, today we are happy to say that CCPC have investigated Yango and they have fined Yango 12%. So we are saying thank you to the CCPC as well as the minister himself who directed us to, you know, follow the right officers.
Meanwhile, some drivers operating on the Yango platform have also raised safety concerns, citing incidents in which drivers were allegedly attacked by passengers.
According to the Kanguka Yango, my prices are very fair. Then two, na kwenti industry onako. So yone kamuka kulife, yotuko serako. Bena kwenti na mafamilies isi maona. Then two, ipeza kaputi, onokao sivuta. Onokute se driver, sunga jese budo mwino kutudi maona. Ndrama zingono manini. Wapaka pio ya one pin. Hiyo one pin isichoka. Mwja mulifloti. Mulifloti mwamele mwja nangwa kutgemo. So ipeza kamulisha ndrama, jopeza una 600. Mwana wa polisi wakwira mwamele mwja.
You find that the car and attacks the driver. When the driver completes the trip, Yango gets commission from a driver who hasn't been paid, who has been attacked by a client. So how are you going to charge a driver who has been attacked? When someone has been attacked, we come to your office, you tell us to say you don't have any access to give us the information of the client. The information are in Russia. Why can we be working with someone who is in Zambia, but their transformation history is in Russia? We need this app to change.
The media fraternity joined the rest of the world in commemorating World Radio Day, celebrating the achievement and milestone made since invasion of radio. Speaking to Wonder of Radio News, Miss Zambia National Director Austin Kayanda says radio remains the biggest and the most accessible medium of communication, playing a critical role in informing citizens and promoting development. He noted that this year's theme, Radio and Artificial Intelligence, highlights the growing influence of technology in modern broadcasting. Mr. Kayanda described the artificial intelligence AI as the biggest elephant in the newsroom, stressing that it cannot be ignored in today's fast-evolving media landscape. He explained that AI is a tool that can help media houses operate more efficiently and enhance the destination of information to the public.
We still need human voices to interact with the listeners. Artificial intelligence basically is a programmed platform where you can tell it to say anything or to do anything and so forth. So as we are celebrating artificial intelligence in this era, we need also to be aware that we should not abuse the artificial intelligence for disinformation, misinformation, or malinformation. And equally, we should not use artificial intelligence to scandalize other people. We should use it ethically, just like any other trained journalist who operate under ethical guidelines.
Meanwhile, IBA Director General Webster Malindo says while artificial intelligence represents significant opportunities to improve efficiency and drive innovation in broadcasting, it must remain a supportive tool rather than a substitute for human oversight.
And we are emphasizing that while artificial intelligence offers opportunities to improve efficiency and drive innovation, we strongly recommend that AI must only remain a supportive tool and not replace human editorial judgment or accountability. So we are therefore urging all broadcasters in the country to establish clear internal policies and editorial guidelines to safeguard accuracy, credibility, and public trust, and to ensure that AI is used responsibly and ethically.
The Zambia Compulsory Standard Agency, ZCSA, and National Institute for Scientific and Industrial Research, NISIRA, has called for strengthening of laboratory testing capacity to meet the increasing demand for testing services in Zambia. ZCSA and NISIRA recognized the growing diversity of products on the market, ranging from food and beverages to industrial and consumer goods, has created a surge in demand for reliable and timely testing services. The two institutions emphasized that enhanced laboratory infrastructures, modern equipment, and expanded technical expertise are critical to ensuring that products meet compulsory standards and safeguard public health and safety. ZCSA Executive Director Gerard Chizanga and NISIRA Acting Director Elik Mavundika made the remarks in Lusaka on Thursday. Mr. Chizanga paid a kete score on Dr. Mavundika.
The act allows us to subcontract some of the services.
Okay.
Yeah, so we outsource testing services. And in the past, we have used the NISA lab to test some of our samples. We have been doing that in the past, though on an ad hoc basis.
Okay.
But normally when we are subcontracting, we normally want to formalize a relationship or a service agreement or whatever form of an agreement. You have a kind of a framework agreement that allows you to operate better. So that is what we have been seeking to do with NISA.
At the same meeting, Dr. Mavundika said the government had provided resources to rehabilitate its testing facilities to improve service delivery to clients.
We're doing a phased approach to bring our laboratories and general research facilities to a certain level that will give confidence to clients, including yourselves.
Yes, yeah.
At the moment, our active labs are the water and food laboratory. We have seen most of the samples come to. And so we want to target those for rehabilitation.
Family Development Initiative, FDI, has condemned cases of child theft, citing the recent incident in Lusaka as a disturbing example. FDI team leader Sheki Yasu Ayami emphasized that the case of Astrida Chanda's baby, stolen and later recovered through police intelligence and DNA testing, demonstrates the urgent need for strong family and community vigilance. He stressed that such crimes not only traumatize parents but also destabilize the moral fabric.